worked so hard to make my mark makes me wanna question why. I see the sun is on the rise, watch my shadow stretching out, makes me wonder what it's like. I wanna be a tall man, just walking down that road. Just walking down that road. I wanna be a tall man. I wanna be a tall man. I feel the sun break through the trees, hear the rustling of the leaves. There's a wind brushing my cheek, and as my cheek starts blushing red, it reminds me what it is to be at mercy to my legs. I wanna be a tall man, just walking down that road.
The Baker's Basement, Tall Man here on Near Rocks. Before that, you heard from the Modern Electric, The West Was Never Won, Lords of the Highway, Sludge in the Tank, and we started off with Night Guest, Ghost. Not the typical set from us. We hit pretty much all of the bases there.
We're diversifying our, you know.
We're attempting.
Yes, absolutely.
Joining us in the studio right now, The Baker's Basement, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you guys in here. And introduce yourselves real quick.
Yeah, I'm Adam.
And I'm Kate.
I play guitar, do some singing.
And I do drums and vocal as well.
And paint bucket.
And paint bucket.
And banjo.
Yeah, a little bit. Attempt.
Well, you guys got a big show coming up this Saturday at the 5 o'clock lounge. Why don't you tell us about it real quick?
Yeah, we're playing with some friends of ours from a band called Stalemate. It's a benefit show. A friend of theirs recently passed quite suddenly, so this is a benefit for the kid he left behind. He's a young guy, so I guess he was really into comedy and live music, so our friend thought this would be a good way to kind of honor him and put some money into his son's college fund. So
very nice. What time does the show start on Saturday?
Is it a 9 or 10 o'clock door?
Yeah, I think it's 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. And there'll be four comedians and then music to follow.
Now, are they funny?
I don't know. I haven't actually listened to it. I hope so. For our sake.
That's the crowd.
So you're an honest guy. Most people would be like, oh, yeah, they're hilarious, never hearing them before. But you were honest about that. Points for you. Well, cool. I met you too, at the 10x3 months and months ago, and I was very fascinated by your setup. Now, you have two different kinds of setups, one that you have here in studio and then the one that you're going to be playing with on Saturday. How are those two different?
So right now in studio, I have my paint bucket that I play, and he's playing with the acoustic guitar. And then full band, I'll be on the full drum kit. He'll have acoustic guitar, electric guitar, and then we also loop the keyboard on stage too. So it's
loop the guitar.
Yeah.
It's a much fuller, more bigger, livelier sound. I mean, don't get me wrong, during our full band sets, we still have quieter moments, but think of fine as two very different experiences.
So. That sounds really confusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a branding nightmare.
Oh, very confusing. Like the band, the orchestra you've got, and then you go down and strip down.
Yeah, I have an 8-piece band, but at least they're all playing their own instruments. I mean, that takes a lot of work, doesn't it? Getting up there and you're doing like three things at once. That's impressive.
Yeah, the live loops, they took some time. But it's definitely a great lesson in getting better with time and metronomes and all that, because you screw up a live loop, it's kind of it.
Yeah. Right.
It's definitely happened.
So, but you learn.
Well, you're prepared to play three songs here tonight. This first one, you said, is called Buck.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story behind that?
You want to tell it?
You can tell it.
All right, so basically, for a time and occasionally, there's this deer that comes into our backyard, a buck with huge antlers and whatnot. And so we'd wake up in the morning, we have coffee in hand, and we'd see this deer in the backyard just staring at us. Live in Parma Heights, so there's a few trees around there. And so I wouldn't say it's what the song's about, it was kind of what inspired this. We allude to the deer in the song, but I don't know.
And he also can't keep his tongue in his mouth for some reason. Yeah. So
it's the dopiest looking deer you'll ever see.
Like Adam wanted to take a picture of it, and I was like, I think he's embarrassed enough.
I got the picture, but he's just like,
yeah, like
looking at me like, really, you got to rub it in.
maybe he just wants coffee. Maybe that's all he wants. You know,
it's funny you brought that up.
Well, would you like to play it for us here?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Great. Baker's Basement here with Buck on Neo Rock.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
not tell me the weather, or whether or not I will know why. As they're floating, and impatiently I am just hoping that something comes by. Just to say hello, 'cause no one ever talks to folks they don't know. What's wrong with that? What's, I like, what's wrong with your brain? What's wrong with that? What's, I like, what's wrong with your brain? What's wrong with that? What's, I like, what's wrong with your brain? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
The Baker's Basement and Buck here on Neo Rocks. I like what's wrong with your brain. Is that, that's the lyric?
That's the
lyric. Okay.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Well, as Eric, is my mic on?
Yeah, that's you're on.
All right. As Eric was mentioning, just what he was alluding to, is that there's a lot of imagery in your lyrics. How does that come about? How do you two write lyrics? Is it together or is it?
Oh, yeah, 100% together. I mean, it might start with like a line or two, but it's built from that. I mean, it doesn't make the cut as a Baker's Basement song unless we're 100% vibing on it, both of us. And we've learned to be very honest with each other over the years through many an argument, intense moment, to that place of just understanding. No, let's not push it, you know, if it's not a Baker's Basement song, it's a solo song.
Yeah,
you know?
And a lot of times we'll draw things. Like, we'll try to get the poster boards out, and we try to make it as fun, as colorful as possible. Mm-hmm. While we're working on it, so I think that helps a lot too. We always try to focus on good imagery.
Jokes or pieces of dialogue. You know, if it's something that you would say or something you say in common speech, it seems realer to us. So that kind of invites more lyrics. I mean, it's also something we try to do, is we try to write more from observation. So.
And not only do you work on music together, but you're also working on a film project together.
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's called Exploring a Glimpse. Started about a year ago. Basically, we were curious about, you know, you start to meet people at our age, mid to late 20s, and coming out of your life, and you wonder where people go and what they're doing and how they made the decisions that led to them to where they currently are, where they're coming from. And it really became a film project about home. So we've been interviewing people, asking them, you know, where are you right now? What are you doing? How did you get to this place? And really, what's important to you? So when you talk about home, you're talking about what is most important to you, I think. That's kind of at the heart of it. And so those interviews of these people from different states and different places and different ages became songs. And then we have film to match those songs. So it's kind of becoming this conceptual art project film about home.
So you're taking these interviews with these people and actually transforming them into songs of your own.
They're all inspired.
We actually went to those places, too, to like visit with them and film as much as we can. That kind of relates to their world.
That is such a cool concept. There has to be one interview that sticks out, though, right? Am I wrong on this? Is there one that you can agree on that maybe sticks out more than the others?
They stick out in all different ways, man.
Yeah. Any weird stories that you'd like to share?
Anybody in particular?
You could just make it up. Just make it up. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I had a very good friend. Who I met just at random in a living situation where I was renting a room in a house and she was too. And she had a scholarship to go to school in Eastern Kentucky, and she was from France. And through circumstances involving her company doing her paperwork wrong, or saying they did her paperwork wrong, she ended up getting deported back to France. So that was kind of one of the sadder tales, like what does home mean to you when everything's taken away in a snap, wow. Everything you've known for the last 7 or 8 years. That one always sticks out.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
So do you have a timeline for this project?
Originally wanted it to be done this fall, and then we realized we ran over our heads. So what do you think?
We're hoping for late spring.
Late spring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many interviews did you actually do altogether?
Ooh, between on film and off film, probably like 40, 50.
And how'd you find the people?
Some of them are friends, some are family, some are
some
people.
Some are strangers.
Yeah. Some, I mean, along the way, you see people see you doing film work, they might be like, oh, what are you doing? And you tell them, and then get an interview, because they're like, oh, yeah, I'd like to tell you something about what's going on.
That is really cool.
Yeah, this is, I feel like we could do an entire show just on this project right now, so.
Well, hit us back up in April, and we'll see what we can do here.
A whole new crop of songs.
So. So do you have, what else do you have for us?
We have a song from an album we released about a year and a half ago. Our first album was called Island, and this is a song called Half Eaten Cake. We wrote it on Kate's birthday. It was about 8 minutes before midnight, and this song came to be. Kate's on the banjo on this one. And, yeah, let's do it.
Baker's Basement on Neo Rocks.
One, two, three, one, two, three.
Ba-da-da-dum. Ba-da-da-dum. How strange, there's 8 minutes left in my birthday. I'll wake up to birds and a half-eaten cake. Overnight those balloons, they lost time and they started to shrink. Started to sink. Drifting like a thought unanchored, but caught on a string. I can't wait until the next again. Just can't wait until the next again. I can't wait until the next again. Spend our days waiting on the next. Who knows, this weekend we're drinking at Shadows. We'll lose track of time and then wake up to alarms we forgot we had set. Monday morning, what's next? Get dressed, wrap that tie around the neck. Sober as the coffee on the breath. I can't wait until when? Until the next again. Just can't wait until the next again.
Baker's Basement live on Neo Rocks. Half Eaten Cake, the name of the track.
I like cake. Cake is, I was really hungry for that whole song. I'm just thinking about cake. How do you two feel about cake?
I feel pretty good about cake. Yeah. It's always a little bit weird the day after. No one's there to celebrate your birthday anymore. It's just sitting on the counter. But then you get to eat it. So
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have that. Well, you also have Saturday, the 5 o'clock lounge, Baker's Basement. Tell us again about the show. What time does it start?
Doors around 9. Comedy should start around 10 or so.
And it's guaranteed to be funny, right?
I can't guarantee anything. I can't speak for these individuals who I have not heard. But I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they probably will be.
Well, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Can't lie.
We're getting there. All right, so we were talking, too, off the air. You do have some studio stuff that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You should have a single out in the next couple of weeks, hopefully.
Yeah, that first song we played, Buck. We have it pretty much recorded. We're just finalizing mixing. So that we want to put that out in the next couple of weeks, and then a lot of new material after the new year. So that film project, Exploring a Glimpse, and then should have like half an album, an EP kind of thing coming out as well, with music that's separate from that.
So where can people go to find out information about everything you've got going on?
www.thebakersbasement.com or facebook.com/thebakersbasement.
And you have another last song for us before we kick you out of here?
Yeah, yeah.
In a nice way. I didn't mean that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. We wish we could be here all night, but, you know.
Yeah, this is actually from that film project we were telling you about. So
what's the name of it?
It's called...
Dundays.
Dundays.
Open, I can smell the bread. Wake up in time just to stretch my legs. Like all the rest, it's another step of people dodging, ducking, shoulders brushing, shadows lapping, touchless touching. Down the hall I hear a neighbor cough, and through the wall I hear a TV talk. On streets below the many episodes of people turning, talking, touching, crossing, brushing, balking, trusting, thrusting. Every station has its Dundays. It's a river of underground veins. Sweating the speed, feel the fatigue. Walk through the door, kiss on the cheek. Crack a few beers, fall into bed. Share some TV, wake up to bread. A wink, a nod, pattern, collage. Here they got on, there they left off. Every station has its done days. It's a river of underground veins. Sweating the speed, feel the fatigue. Walk through the door, kiss on the cheek. Crack a few beers, fall into bed. Share some TV, wake up to bread. Like Avis Basin, I'd be left to wash. Spaghetti streets and all their crush and cross. It's hard to say until you're face to face. Your steps and mine, the wavy lines. It's hard to know lest we collide. Matching paces on 74th. Catch the subway as it streams up north. The daily pie is getting tossed and I will bite your slice if you sip my cup. It's hard to know what germ I touch. Every station has its done days. It's a river of underground veins. Sweat in the speed, feel the fatigue. Walk through the door, kiss on the cheek. Crack a few beers, fall into bed. Share some TV, wake up to bread.
station, every station, every station has its done day.